Today we're joined in studio by producer Millie Aslan. Millie, good morning.
Hey Tess, how you going?
I'm going very well. Where are we off to today?
Well, we may have to make the rocket ship invisible today.
Invisible rocket ship, I'm in.
Yeah, because we're going to go to Area 51.
Oh, yes.
But the thing is, no one's allowed in there, so we've got to be invisible.
Invisible rocket ship, I'm so down for this.
Because I feel like it's time that we figure out what's going on behind there. It's been decades.
We've been building up to this. We've done all the micronations. We've done all the weird places. Yeah. It's time we go to the top.
The top, because who knows what is actually behind here? Are there aliens in there? Because that's half of the conspiracy theories online are saying. It's all a place that's said, like, pretending to be a place for military operations, but it's actually where the CIA is talking to extraterrestrials.
I am down with any and every conspiracy theory.
Oh, there are a lot. Like, the one that I've constantly heard besides the UFO issue is that they faked the moon landing there.
Oh, yes, I have heard that
one. Like, yeah, on the soundstage, because, you know, people saw strings or, like, oh, it was in Area 51. So people, you know, when they see something, conspiracy theorists really hold on to it, even though it's like years later.
Tighten the tinfoil hat.
There's people think that they're developing time travel and teleportation there.
In the middle of the desert, isn't it?
In the middle of the desert. Yeah, it's in Nevada, so it's like Las Vegas is, you know, the town, and then everywhere else is just desert.
Yeah.
So, just in the middle there. Yeah, because I was reading that they actually, according to them, isn't really called Area 51. It's meant to be called Homey Airport and Groom Lake.
Okay.
But they named it Area 51 in a CIA document from the Vietnam War. So that's why it just sounds cool.
It does sound pretty cool.
It sounds cool better than Homey Airport.
Well, if I had a choice, if I was a conspiracy theorist and I have a choice between Homey Airport and Area 51, I know which one I'm going for every time, and it's not Homey Airport.
I think Homey Airport's to make it, oh no, it's actually an airport. It's nothing. It's, yeah, secrets. But no. Who knows? Maybe there are UFO spaceships behind there that they're testing and seeing what's going on. Because they actually think that there are, they're studying living and dead extraterrestrials.
Okay,
and
we have both
also
sorts.
Their aircrafts.
We have both sorts of extraterrestrials, living
and
dead.
Like, literal meetings happening there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so maybe in our rocket ship we can go and we can see if they're actually green.
I'm down for all little green men. I really hope that there is some form of little green man out there, because that would make me so happy that after all this time where we were like, yeah, aliens, little green men, no, that we actually had some basis in that. That would make me so happy.
Yeah, and the UFO spaceships are all in the, like, circle kind of, like, shape. They've probably got some, like, weird... They probably can teleport already.
Probably.
They can probably teleport here.
Well, look, if they've made it to Earth... If they've made it to Earth,
yeah,
they're doing a damn good job.
I love how the fact that Earth is meant to be the normal planet.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. What defines normal?
Yeah, well, to them, we're, like, aliens and we're weird, but I guess it's, like, perspective. But,
getting deep here.
Getting really deep when we're talking about sneaking into Area 51. But I think it would be interesting to see whether all these things are real or not, because who knows? If there's one thing we've learnt from life, who knows what is actually out there in space?
This is very true.
They just found water on Mars, didn't they?
They did,
frozen
yeah.
water.
And then I think they promptly contaminated it with the probe or something. Either they were about to contaminate it or they had to stay away. I can't quite remember the exact details. Yeah. I'll find that
we'll
one for you guys later. But
we'll have to contact the people doing the one-way ticket to Mars.
Yes.
Do you see any little green dudes?
If you see a little green dude, tell him his family in Area 51. Say,
hey, it's okay. We come in peace, as they say in probably all sci-fi movies. And your homies are just in Area 51.
We're good. We're good. We've seen this because we have an invisible from where you'd rather be rocket ship.
Yeah,
we know this.
Exactly. I mean, no one else has an invisible rocket ship, so we're up one in the game.
We might as well put ours to good use.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Millie.
No worries, Tess.